Tagutaho, as indicated, the topic this evening is the question of making Kiddush over schnapps on Shabbos Day. Before we get to that, the actual question, it's important to understand a little bit about the background of Kiddush on Shabbos Day altogether. And then we'll get to the question at hand. The Pasuk says in this morning's landing, Parshas Yisro and the Aseres Hadibros, the first of the sources, the famous phrase, Zohar Sama Shabbos Akadjo. And based on that phrase, the Gemara printed in the second source, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav, and Allah says the following: Tamar Abonon, Zohar Sama Shabbos Akadjo, Zohreyu Ala Yayin. The Gemara derives from this phrase, Zohar Sama Shabbos Akadjo, that the remembrance relating to Shabbos has to be declared or recited over a cup of wine. I'll just jump for a second. The Tosas there on that same Daf Pesachim Kuf Vav, and Allah Dira Maskel, Zohreyu Ala Yayin. So Tosas says, where does that come from? Where is such a drosha? Zochreh al Yayin. It says Tosas Zechira Ksiv al Yayin, because there are a couple of places in Tanakh where Zechira is associated with wine, and Tosas quotes the two such psukim, one in Hosea Perek Yudal, Zichro Ki Yayin Levanon. The pasuk is the Haftar of Shabbos Shuvah. It says Zichro Ki Yayin Levanon. Another pasuk in Shirashir Perek Aleph, Nazkira Dodecha Miyayin. So in two different places, the concept of Zechira is connected to wine. That's why the Gemara has this Rosh Zohar, Shema Shabbos Akad, Zechira Yayin. The high continuous Torah says, the high is Zechira, high no Kiddush. Right? That's Zechira, the Torah says Zohar, that's a reference that we call Kiddush. It's not the Pesukim Vayechulu, it's something else. But anyway, that's Kiddush, so that's where Zechira Yayin comes from conceptually. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara now asks, Eli, Ela, Bayom, Balayla Minayin, this Pesuk, presumably the Gemara assumes, because it says Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Akad, that person only seems to teach us about Kiddush during the day. What about at night? So Talmud Lomar Zohar Shema Shabbos Likadjo. The operative word here being Likadjo. You take a look in Source 4, the Rashbam there says Likadjo. Mashma B'Shoa Shem Iskadish Hayom. When is the mitzvah of Zohar Shema Shabbos? Likadjo. At the time, you're sanctifying such a time when the Kiddush of Shabbos enters. Right, which is at night, Friday night. By Shabbos day already, the Kiddush of Shabbos has already been in place for X number of hours, so the proper time to mention Kiddush, Zohar Shama Shabbos Akadjo, is the time that the Kiddush first takes effect. So now that's the Gemara, but then the Gemara says, wait a minute, this whole line of questioning is very peculiar. The Gemara says, Belilah, mean nine? What do you mean? The Gemara asks, how do you have to make Kiddush Belilah? Adi Rabbi, Iker Kiddush of Belilah Kaddish. Right? Cause tchilas, because the chikad is tchilas yomvah l'kedushay. Like we said before, I don't understand. On the contrary, what is the Gemara asking? Oh, Zohar, Shama, Shabbos, Akadjo, that only teaches during the day. How do we know we have to be Kiddush Friday night? Says the Gemara, how do you have to be Kiddush Friday night? The Iker Kiddush is Friday night. The main Kiddush, like we just said, when Shabbos begins, is when you declare it's Kiddush. It's obvious. Right? So what's going on? Oh, the furthermore, the Gemara says, so, but Lila Minayin, Tamanoba, Zohar is Yom. You ask, how do we know you have to make Kiddush at night too? So the answer is Zohar is Yom. Tanana, how do I lie? The Kanos is Leikor, the Imamah. He asks Shaila, how do we know you have to make Kiddush at night? You answer, Pasuk says Zohar is Yom. So the whole flow doesn't make sense, says the Gemara. So rather, the Gemara concludes, Hachikama. There's a Rashbam, again in Source 4, Hachikama, he says, it's not exactly Chesura Mechsura, it just kind of reorganizes the text. It's not Chesura, nothing missing, just sort of turns the words around a little bit. Here's what the Brisa really means. Zohar Shama Shabbos Akadjo. It says in the Sefer Zohar Shama Shabbos Akadjo. Zohreu Alayayin Bichnisoso. The derivation is to recite Shabbos Kiddush over wine Bichnisoso when Shabbos begins. And Akasha is Ainli Ela Belilah. That pasuk only teaches about that Kiddush at night. By Yom Minayin, how do you know you also have to make Kiddush by Yom? Talmud Lomar Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. Lomar says Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. Good. So that's the way it's supposed to read. So we see from that Gemara that the primary Kiddush is at night, but there's also a special limit to tell us you have to make Kiddush by day two. Again, this is all Pesachim Kuf Vav Mem Aleph. So now the Gemara asks, by Yom, my Mevarech, what exactly do you say during the day? What exactly is the nature of Kiddush during the day? Right? What's by Yom, my Mevarech? What do you say? Amar Yehuda, Bar Pirak Ofen. The whole Kiddush during the day is Baruch Pirak Ofen. We have a minute to say certain psukim, and depending on where you come from, which psukim you say, some people say, no psukim, the essential Kiddush of Shabbos day, by Yom, is the Baruch of Baruch Pirak Ofen. That's how they're
right.
No, they I think a lot of other people didn't say anything, they just say Baruch Pirak Ofen, finished, yeah. And some people say, if I'll okay, some of them start from Zohar, some of them start from Shabbos, some of them start from Toshim and Shabbos, like, well,
Just say Baruch Pirak Ofen.
That's what I heard. He said the psukim? Oh, he did? Okay, I heard. Okay, whatever. I've certainly seen it. I've certainly seen it. But that's what the Gemara says. Take a look at the Rashban there. So it's Organ, or Yehuda Bar Pardafen. Asai Kasa the Chama, you bring a cup of wine. Ubrucha Mishmishu quote Shabbos, Lechalek Ben Midu Shabbos Midus Chol, Shu Inyan Shir, Shainam Shu Ela Yayin, the Achav Harshul Zarachai, Marshal Shul Zarachai, the Parshal Ishma Yisus. So what's the nature of this Kiddush? It's a funny Kiddush, says the Rashban. You say Bar Pardafen, I can have a cup of wine right now, or on Tuesday morning, or on Wednesday evening, and say Bar Pardafen. What is it? So evidently the Bar Pardafen sort of emphasizes this meal is different, because normally we don't say a Bar Pardafen at the middle of a meal. Here we do. That's the whole nature of the kiddush during the day. Now Gemara tells a story. Rashi once came to the city of Machoza. Apparently he was not familiar with the Minhagim there. Amrulay Litish Lamar Kiddusha Rabbah. They were mechavid him on Shabbos morning, and I said, why don't you recite the Kiddusha Rabbah on our behalf? I guess that a kiddush has to daven. Yeah, right. So basically, he wasn't sure. He'd never heard this particular expression, Kiddusha Rabbah. He wasn't sure what exactly the meaning is here. So, Sovar, my new Kiddusha Rabbah. Avla, they brought a cup of wine. Sovar, my new Kiddusha. What exactly is this Kiddusha Rabbah? Right? So he's trying to think of what to do. So he comes with a great idea. Omar. Michti, kolar brachas kulon bor pergof and amin yeresha. Whenever you say Kiddush, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and other occasions when wine plays a role, like a chasana or a bris, you begin with Bar Pardafen. Yeah, so he figured that he's safe with. If he's going to say Bar Pardafen, he's definitely going to be safe. So he figures, I'll say Bar Pardafen, because that I know, right? I'll say Bar Pardafen, Omar Bar Pardafen, the Agibay. And then I'll kind of stretch it out, and I'll read the crowd and see what the crowd's going to do next. Are they expecting me to continue? Then I'll have to say, I don't know what to do next. But if we see right out the way, if you want to see what the crowd's going to do after he says Bar Pardafen, and sure enough, so he says, Omar Bar Pardafen, Agibay, right? And Chazal, who said it? The Gachem Rishos. And he saw as soon as he said it, one of the people that started to drink, so he realized, oh, that's what that's sucked up. Right? So therefore he says, Karanatsa, Chacham, and Morosha, right? A wise person looks at it. So that's the story of the Rashi. That's when he realized that the whole Kiddush during the day is Bar Pardafen, period. Okay, so that's how the Rashbam explains. Why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah? That's a funny nickname. That was bothering Rashi. Because Rashi surely knew that the main Kiddush is Friday night. Kiddusha Rabbah by itself would seem to mean the great Kiddush, the daytime Kiddush, not the great Kiddush. It's the main kid is Friday night. That's why he was puzzled by this particular expression. So the question is, why Taka used that expression? The Rashbam says, in source 4 again, towards the end, Kiddusha Rabbah, Bar Pardafen, Vekarle Kiddusha Rabbah, Dakulu Kiddusha Kamrula. Rashbam says, the bracha Bar Pardafen is nicknamed Kiddusha Rabbah because it is encompassing. It's the bracha that's associated with every Kiddush. Every Kiddush always has Bar Pardafen, so it has the nickname Kiddusha Rabbah. That's why it's called that. Again, Rav Ashi had previously been unfamiliar with that nickname. That's why I wasn't sure what they were getting at. Then it all worked out, and everyone would have to happily ever after. Okay, so just in terms of the nickname here, just in terms of the nickname Kiddusha Rabbah, so the Meiri in source number. I mean, look again. The Rishonim talk about it. They're all, again, everybody's sort of puzzled by this nickname. I don't have it on the sheets, but the Kiddusha Rabbah with David over there in Pesachim. Again, on that Kuf of this, that the Hodam Minan and so on, the Karli Kiddusha Rabbah, he says, Tamahu, Amai Karli Kiddusha Rabbah, the Chimayan Kiddush, Kavan Chen Rakh, the Brokhus of Barbara Kapan Dubai. He says, it's very strange to call it Kiddusha Rabbah. It's not really Kiddush. Friday night you can call Kiddush because it has the word, Mikadesh HaShabbos, right? But how do you call the daytime Kiddush, which is nothing more than a regular Birchas Nenin, Barbara Kapan? Why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah? Okay, so that's what the Rabbeinu David asks. So he says, in Tomer she came, Zecha Shal Kiddush, Eno Hilam Olesam and Akosut, she in the Zecha Shal Zecha Mech HaKanas HaChadamo, he said it's really all in HaKanas HaBonin, so where does his name come from? So he says, the idea is, in Yerush, Ein Bracha Shabbat Bergofen Tzu, Ela She Adam Koveya Se'udasu Al Ayayin B'Shabbos Yom Tovim, the Korin also Kiddush, She Somech Ba Se'udasu Kamo She Somkin Asa Al Kiddush, HaMitzuzu Shal Kizayin Somkho Asa Al Akosut. He says, this whole thing is only to HaBonin, and he says, the main thing is to elevate the status of a meal. Now, that this meal, even though it's worth Shabbos, I'd eat lunch anyways. Right? There's nothing unique about eating lunch at 12 o'clock or whatever time it is on a Saturday. You do it on a Wednesday or a Monday as well. So what is there that elevates this meal into a Shabbos-tik meal? So therefore, the Kiddush, that's what I'm talking about. The Kiddush in the beginning sort of changes the status of a meal. They say, this is something special. It's not just some lunch. It's a dinner in the Sudas Shabbos. Right?
It's interesting, the context now, Kiddusha Rabbah is taking on
different meanings,
yeah. A Kiddush.
Right, a big correct. I have a Kiddush Rabba Achar Tzila by a Chassan and by an Ofer via an Echanam. But that was the Gemara. Exactly. Okay, what else the Ben David says has that nickname? Fine.
You can do that on Tuesday.
Right, theoretically. The Barbara got from the beginning, though, sort of enhances the status. The Neri says it's similar. Take a look in Source 5. The Neri makes a Bakir himself from Kuvah Ben Aleph. Nitzas Asela Kaddish Amashav Zidram, Shemar Zachar Shemashav Zikacho. The Ikar Kiddish Bechni Sosoba Lilo. The primary Kiddish, the beginning of the Shabbos at night, Friday night. When we divide Sosoba Lazapa Yayin, we have the Divine Rebellion put it on wine also. Remez Ladavi quotes those Psukim Zichoke in Levon, etc. Now he adds, our purpose is Rechain, Mitzvah, Midibri Sosoba, the Kaddish Alakos Lamochar. It's also Mitzvah Rabbanan to make Kiddush again over a cup of wine tomorrow, Shabbos day. Below Kedusha Sayom, you don't say the whole text of Kiddush, Makadish Shabbos, Ella Barfer Goffin, Vuhua Nikwa Kedusha Rabba Derech Kinui. It's a nickname. That's nothing more than a Kinui, it's like a nickname. Okay? Oh, Shema Al Shem Shekola Brachos Mis Atros. We're all like the Rabbi Shabbos says, all Brachos, not all, but many Brachos. Rashi says in Gemara and Brachos stuff, men, you know, at a bris and at a chasana, we also have wine, the bar prayer goffin is associated with the, with the ceremony and so on. So therefore, it's called, it gets that nickname. Alpha Bisha Brachos ain't about Kiddush Leom, okay? Even though there's nothing in that bracha unique about Kiddush, Lari Af Bechol involved Listo Stark of Arkane, even a weekday lunch, Tuesday lunch, you want to have a cup of wine, so you definitely have to make bar prayer goffin. The Koma Kamhova, the Takana Huba, since this was instituted, so it becomes like a Brichas Chol. It gets the nickname Kiddush too. You know, it's not really Kiddush, but since it was instituted to be part of a meal, so it's kind of a pattern, it's parallel or it's similar to the Friday night Kiddush, therefore it's called Kiddush also, to make it a more chashuv, a suda, and so on and so forth. Then he adds something else at the end about the round of the rabbi, which we'll see inside. It's similar again, others. Other Rishonim, we have the sheets with the Ram Chalava, Psachim, on that same daf. Kufa Manav. He also says Iker Kiddush Abalaylahu Pirish Bechnisos. So of course the main Kiddush is at night and during the day. By Yom Mai Bar Per Gafen the Karle Kiddush Rabba Lekina Lefishik Tana. It's like a euphemism. It's really the minor Kiddush. We don't want to call it the unimportant Kiddush, so therefore we sort of give it the nickname the Kiddush Rabba, the great Kiddush. Or Inami, like you gave the other reason also about the the Bar Per Gafen accompanies all the things. So that's how the Ran also writes. Source number 6, the Ran there on the Rif from Sochem Chav Beis went out from the pages of the Rif, so Chareliyayin, etc. So it's only an Asmachta to say Kiddush during the day. Also, we'll just look at the couple of lines because to save some time. He says maybe a few lines to the bottom, in the middle of the line. He says V'ku'ukra'u Kiddush Rabba Lekinoi. Okay, lefisha eno ikar kekiddush alayla v'zutar shiureke. The kohen is suma saginahor. It's what we call in Talmudic lingo lashon saginahor. A blind person is called a saginahor. Saginahor literally means too much light. That's not really true. It doesn't see anything. No light. It's blind. But it's a cleaner. It's a sort of a euphemistic way of speaking. We call that lashon saginahor. So the Ran says just like we call a blind person a saginahor, we call this kiddush kiddush rabba, even though in fact it's a minor kiddush. Yeah.
I thought it was a wet river all my life.
Now, there are many euphemisms that we have. Anyway, he says it's considered to be like Kiddush. And the Ran adds at the bottom, and that's what the other Rishonim also say, that he says once it's Kiddush, then it takes on the din of Friday night Kiddush too in many ways. It has to be Mokum Suda, you're not supposed to eat beforehand, that's what we're going to see, a number of things that it takes on parallels. You look at the Ran there, came with the Tiknur Abonim, came Kiddush, Esher Shafi Yoma, Sulitom Kodim Shi Kaddish, Vesher Sarf Sagam, Kain Shir Mokum Suda Kiddush Alayla, and we'll see that that's what the discussion. But the early part of the round I didn't say inside, but you can read it again. The whole thing is to elevate the status of the meal. Okay, we get the gist really of what the round is driving at. Now, what's interesting is to talk for a minute about the notion of the chiyuv to have a suda during the day. Technically speaking, it's interesting. The Gemara says, in source number 7, the Gemara says towards the end of the last page of Kufa, last lines of Kufa Yamad Aleph, think of the top of the page going over to Kufa Yamad Beis, source number 7 here, the Gemara says, Kod Yom, the Kod Laila, Kod Yom Kodem. Vim Eilo Elakos Efer Omer of Kiddush Ayom, Neshe Kiddush Ayom Kodem Lifod Ayom. If you're talking about honoring the meal, honoring Shabbos with a delicious meal. Let's say a person's poor and he has a mitzvah and shul. Let's say he has only enough money to have either a grand meal on Friday night or a grand meal on Shabbos. Can't afford both. Well, we're only going to have one meat meal, whatever his situation is. So the Gemara says, Kvod Yom beats out Kvod Laila, actually. Okay, the daytime meal is more important in terms of kavod. However, in terms of the wine, he only has one cup of wine. Then the Gemara says, "Ein lo kosecher omer kiddush yom, and she kiddush yom kavod lekavod lekavod yom." He has to make kiddush, and that's going to be Friday night. That beats out the kavod in terms of kiddush, because again, as we said, the main kiddush is Friday night. The Rashbam explained, so we say the bottom of Kuf Hamid Aleph, "Kavod yom kavod lailam, ein lo yayin harbe lesuda ominim egadim anichem arayom." He doesn't have that much or that much tasty food and so on, so he should save it for the daytime. But if it's a matter of when you start right side kiddush over wine, the next Rashbam on the top of Kuf Hamid Aleph, so it's 9, kiddush ayom, kiddush alayla, shemikajnis ayom ala kod balayla, kodim lechvod ayom, shalom yishte osabem tesuda eli kaddish bo balayla kodim achila. You save the wine for a meal, like a lot of people like to drink wine in a meal. It enhances the meal, you have a nice cup of wine, but no, kiddush wins out, that's the more important. Okay, based on all of this, the Rambam paskins as follows in source number 10, Perek Chof Tes, of the Shabbos, halacha dalet, ikar hakiddush balayla. Okay, that's really the main thing you have to see from that Rambam. The rest of the Rambam goes on. We actually spoke on shul last night. What if a person missed kiddush at night? But the main line, I'll show you, everybody agrees, ikar kiddush is at night. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and Shulchan Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Gimel, source 11, im ein yada masega flitmos yayin lekiddush, ulohachin tzarchei sud lechvor alayl for ayom, lekiddush ayom, the guy has only enough money, either to buy wine or to buy meat for Shabbos, a poor person. So mutov sheik the yayin lekiddush alayla mashiyachin tzarchei suda. It's better to make sure you have wine for kiddush, even if it means you have to have a cheaper or less dignified meal, either Friday night or Shabbos, ol mashiyik the yayin lekiddush ayom. Preferable, you need wine Friday night rather than during the day. What about the Gemara that says the honor of the day is more important? That's only Dafta Bishar Tzarchei Suda. That's the rest of the meal. That's the meat and the kugel and whatever else. But if you only have one wine for one kiddush, it's the Friday night kiddush. Everybody agrees the Friday night kiddush, that's the pivotal kiddush. Now, the Rambam then says the following in Parak Chof Tes, Halacha Yud, that's source number 14. The Rambam says, look at the second line of the Rambam. Umitzah, source 12. Umitzah levarach al hayayin biyom haShabbos. It is also a mitzvah to make a bracha on wine on Shabbos day, kodem shiyaso tzu d'shniyah, before the second Shabbos meal, before Shabbos lunch. The Rambam brings it down again. He already said, back in the other source, in source 10, Allah Chadal, he said, ikar kiddush balayla. But now he's telling us, as we saw in the Gemara, there was also a mitzvah to make a bracha over wine, a bracha on Shabbos day before the second meal. V'zehu hanikra kiddusha rabba. That's what we call kiddusha rabba. The Rambam doesn't tell us what the reason is. Either like the Rambam, it's a euphemism. A certain person from the B'nai Shurna, President Dr. Zubin, who's an expert in rabbinic linguistics, said that a lot of times the term rabba means something which is encompassing. Like in the, a person has a couple of wives, in the old Mishnah, itza rabba means the wife, who is more involved in the not just senior, but more involved in the management of the the prime, not just prime, but in terms of handling the more encompassing, so to speak. So he said, kedusha rabba means the bracha bar peragaf, which is encompassing of all the kiddushes, like the Rashbam. Okay, but anyway, the Rambam doesn't weigh in, so he says just says it's called kedusha rabba. What do you do? Mivarech bar peragaf and vulvad. You just say bar peragaf b'shoseh. And then, so then you wash the Zidane, you have your meal, and so on. Now he adds, the Osarola Adam Shayitom Khum Kodim Shikadesh. You're not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush, Shabbos day either. So says the Rambam. And the Gam Kiddush Eloya El Makom Suda. The fact that the Kiddush has to be where you eat Kiddush Makom Suda applies daytime also. Rambam threw both those things in. It's called Kiddusha Rabba, and it has the dinim of the Friday night Kiddush. You're not allowed to eat beforehand, and you're not allowed to, and they have to have Kiddush Makom Suda. Rabba disagrees. The Rabbi says, also, it's a strong statement. The Rabbi sometimes disagrees sharply with the Rambam. This is one of the places that Amar Avram, b'chaye roshi, he says, in misvara amra, if he said this misvara, because after all, the Gemara never said it. The Gemara never said kiddush makom suda, never said you're not allowed to eat. He says, in misvara amra lo sabar miyam of svar p'kus amizu. He said, if this was a svar, he never came up with a worse svar than this one. That's what the Rabbi, again, the Rabbi didn't mince words. He said, what tripped the Rambam up, ulafish shakru kiddush rabba. He probably got mixed up because they call it Kiddusha Rabba. And he says, Vizayin Akum has nothing. Shekvar Niskadish Hayom Chnistosa Layayin.
Kodem Shiitom and so on. Since you already said Kiddush at night before you ate, and you want to make Kiddush, he says, for example, if a person wants to make Kiddush by Yom HaPas, Milo Mekaddish, and then the Hamotzi takes the place of the Brichas Hayayin, he disagrees.
Not a no.
So we'll see. Okay. And so anyway, the Rebbe disagrees with the whole thing. The Magid Mishnah, I don't want to go into it now because it'll take time. I printed the Magid Mishnah on a page. The Magid Mishnah quotes the Rebbe and he defends. He said, I understand what he's bothered by. And Hanami, he says, he mentions also, at night, that's also a hecker, you just said. You look at the third line of the Magid Mishnah. Bimchaviv ala pas, also yikadosh ala pas. Also, right? I mean, so anyway, so he disagrees. And okay, it's a machlokas whether all the dinim apply or not. I don't know if we're going to have a chance to get into that. But what's interesting is the tour writes as follows. How far do we take this rule you're not supposed to eat before Kiddush? So the tour in Hukla Shabbos and some Reish Peitas, source number 14, the tour writes, let's find it here. The tour writes, Aval Rambam's al kosav mitzvah varch hayayim the Shabbos kodesh yisol varch baregav vlad the shalos varchak kanot yadav v'soyd etc. The tzarf she gam zeh kiddush makom suda v'shalitim kodem Amar Avram. The rabbi that disagrees, but excuse me, Vadoni Avi, the Tor writes, my father, that's the Rosh. The Tor of Yaakov, the Baal Turim, was the son of the Rosh. Vadoni Avi zal hayashose mayim baboker kodem tefillah. He would drink water. And that's a question to that extent. The coffee and tea, you know, that's that Shiloh, which we're not going into, but the tour attests to the fact that his father, the Rush, despite that ruling the Rambam, his father, he says, used to drink water in the morning before Kiddush, before davening, before going to shul. Why? He says, Shekevon shalo chalo avadayin chovas Kiddush ad la'achar tzilah. He says, you have the following wonder. When does the chiv of Shabbos morning Kiddush take effect? We said that the whole din of Kiddush is to amplify the status of the Suda. But you can't have the Suda before davening, right? You don't eat the Suda before davening. So says the Rosh, well, if that's the case, then the Chiyuv to make Kiddush doesn't set in until after Tefillah. Lochal ala badayin chovas Kiddush ad la'achar Tefillah. So therefore, ain't also a meritom. Okay, and therefore it's not also to taste anything. Now you might ask, so why can't you have a whole meal? Well, that's just because you're not eat before davening. That's the Mishuma Osi Shlach Rachari Gevecha. That's the Gemara Brachos Lafiyud, which says in general you're not supposed to eat before davening because you don't fill yourself up. That's the whole question. What kind of foods are considered to be filling yourself up? You know, there's coffee and tea is allowed. What about cake? Yes, I don't know if that whole the whole shalom now. But the point is, says the Rosh, out Kiddush. So drinking water for sure is not a violation before davening. Let's say on a Monday morning. You can definitely drink water, perhaps it even extends to other things like tea and coffee, again, a different discussion, not for now, but for certain that the water is allowed, that's what the Rosh used to drink. So there's no problem doing that before davening. I, eating before Kiddush, like Friday night, when you come home from shul, you're not supposed to have water, before Kiddush. That's an interesting question. I mean, that relates to, I don't know, you're right, but it's not the chiyuv doesn't set in, like, you could, strictly speaking, daven ma'ariv later. I don't think that thing the potato is there, but that's what the Rosh says.
My point is, when he's teaching, he was shared. Yeah. So he said, he was a kid, he was shocked when he got older, and he said, I'm not going to count for
eating before. Right. And the kids have a cocoa club with his camp, you know, that the kids will go learn before. Okay, take a summer
for him.
Right. Right. Shabbos wondering what that kid. Right, same issue, yeah.
The Rambam says the Malkum Suda, in other words, like, let's say, you have Kiddush in Shul, then you go, you do some learning, and you have a little Kiddush there. Then you go home, which, in other words,
Malkum. So that's another question. Really, strictly speaking, you only have to make Kiddush once on Shabbos day. Many people, though, myself included, since it's only bar per gof, and anyway, if I have a Kiddush in Shul, I make Kiddush in Shul, we have Mizonos and whatever else, we get back home and I have the main Shabbos, I make Kiddush again. It's only bar per gof. Strictly speaking, I don't have to. Anyway, so that's the Rosh. The Tashbeis, which are printed in Source 15, Mishishim Rav Tzadok, one of the Rishonim, Sinim Reish Gimel, he says, also a lot of lecholishim of the local kodim she is parallel, that dim, and the second line of Mikan Pasuk Rabbeinu Avyod, Avyod Shemutul Ishtos Mayim Baboka Kodim Tila, because that's not satiating, that's not taking care of your needs before Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then he says in the third line, V'dafka B'chol Mutar, Avu Shabbos Yontos Shetrak Lavach Ha'yayin Al Shulchan Kodim Achilo Osu Lishtos, Miyu Nirda Filo Mayim Osu Lishtos. Okay, even water is not allowed. So it's actually Machlokas Rishonim, even though the Rosh said that his father used to drink water, but the other Rishonim are not quite as convinced. Okay, whatever. Okay, we're not quite as convinced. The Shulchan Aruch writes, During the day, she had a nicely set table with a beautiful tablecloth, etc., just like at night. He had two rolls, just like at night, and so on. He used to have the meal. The He says it shouldn't taste anything like it might, but like when he passed back the Rambam, umil lishos mayim baboker comes to a mutter, the shadayin of chalav kichovas kiddush, like that rush. And the Shabur explains the chalav the kiddush ain't no shayach alav his man suda. That's exactly what we said. The Shabur sukkot in yud, sukkot in zayin, rather, right? So 17, kiddush is only shayach his man suda. Umishum kodem tefillah loshach mayim, and either the isra to eat before davening, it doesn't apply to what exactly we said. Okay, and that was an interesting thing that we might ask the following question. What if a person is required to eat in the morning? Sometimes for medical reasons, a person on a regular Shabbos morning has to have a suda before. He's a diabetic or whatever, the doctor's orders. A person has to eat early in the morning. Should he then take a kiddush? Water, coffee, fine, but don't make kiddush. But a person who, for medical reasons, has to eat before going to shul, and has to have a real, you know, cake and whatever, or something, even tawar, whatever, should he make kiddush? And the Shabur writes in the Bir Halacha there, in Sunarish Peites 18, Chovas Kiddush, Umisha Huter Lo Lecha Velistos Kodon Tvila Kedon Shehula Refua Ukdosan Peites. So you give a Pashut the Tzorach Lekadesh Metchila. The Mishnah Berurah passes as Pashut Mishnah make Kiddush, because the whole Svara of not making Kiddush early, like the Rosh said when the Mechaber brought it down, and Mishnah Berurah explained in the previous source, he said the whole thing was that the Chovas Kiddush doesn't apply because you can't have a Suda, but this guy is given a permit to have a Suda, so then he should talk to make Kiddush before. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva here in source 19, Shalshus Igros Moshe Archaim Chelebei Simon Chok Ches, he's not so convinced of this. He says, even though the Bir Halacha says it, he says on the second line, even though the Mishnah Berurah said Pashut, Lechor ain't a Pashut Kokacher. Most of it's not so Pashut. Because after all, maybe the Takana goes by rogue people. Okay, this guy has a particular situation as deep, but the Takana of Kiddush may only be in this man of the Suda for most people, which is after davening. This person is an exception to the rule. He has medical permission to eat earlier. Okay, but we don't, you know. So he says, maybe in the second line, Aida Poshikov, Adul Elotikna Rabban Lekadish, Elakushu's man Suda Akol. Okay, below Kishim Etzem Eino Atos Mansuda. It's not really his Mansuda now, because it's Kodem Tefillah. Just his mutter mitzvah that this guy's a chol and he's weak or whatever else. So, however, Rabosha really clearly seems to feel that it's not correct. But you can't make, you don't make kiddush in such a case. Even though he personally can eat this guy, huh? However, you see the deference he has at the end of the, at the end of the Shuvah, he writes, Awa Koponim Lemaisek Kvar Hora Zoking. And the Mishnah Berurah passed him this way, so I'm not going to come and, pass him the other way. He clearly feels that it's not so pashut, but nevertheless he says, Karhor is okay, and the elder wrote the Mishnah Berurah passed him, and therefore, Yeshua Kaddish, he shouldn't make Kiddush. Okay, that's just a side point. Now, one or two other things about Kiddush, before we get to the Etzem question about the Kiddush Mokum Suda, about the Kiddush, I'm sorry, Kiddush on Schnapps. So Harach writes, in the source number 20, Sun Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Dalad, he says, "Him lo tom mekadosh tom echad mesumin kamo lub v'yotzo." Okay, this is a question of whether how much exactly you have to drink, which is going to be a question that I have to deal with regard to the schnapps. How much does a person have to drink? There's an interesting suggestion from the Brisker Rav that, before we get to how much you have to drink, does everybody have to drink? Well, strictly speaking, even on Friday night, not everyone at the table has to drink, right? Not everyone has to drink. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, right? If the person who made Kiddush doesn't drink, it's okay if someone else at the table drinks, right? That's the little Tom and Kaddish. Tom and Kaddish, come on, we'll go, that's the mouthful, Yotzo. Okay, that's a question of whether, what if I have half a mouthful and you have half a mouthful, so I'm going to start. Okay, then he writes, "Mikol mokom mitzvah amukhar shiitamu kulam." So mitzvah amukhar, everyone has. I think in many homes they pass the cup around, but not everybody has to drink. Sometimes they have a big crowd or whatever, one person makes kiddush, and that's good enough. So what about Shabbos day? What about kiddush Shabbos day? Is it the same thing? But we know most of the time in shul, a lot of times the rabbi makes kiddush, he drinks, and then no one else drinks. Well, not everybody else. But again, Friday night, it's only supposed to be it's a mitzvah and a mubchor. So it's interesting, they quote from the Brisker Rav, it's from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa, not on the sheet, it's the Perek Nun, Sif Tas Yesh Misha Omer, should the kiddush there by daytime kiddush. Oh, good.
Not the one that just came out. Not the, this is the middle of it, the middle one, right? So this is the one I have. I mentioned that I once committed to stop buying Swarm that I already had. It just came out with new editions of it. I didn't honor it completely, but like Minchas Kenach, it was changing the whole work, the new Minchas Kenach. So I had to get a new one. And then they come out with the footnotes and everything. So anyway, Yesh Mishaomer Shad Kiddush Zeh Yakvit Shekol Echad Min Amesub and Ayotzei Kiddush Gam Yitam Mikos HaKiddush. He quotes it's said over from the Brisker Rav. There's a footnote. You said you're Zion. Kach Kedul Hashem Agarav Yitzchak Zeh Agriz Mi Brisk. Said why? Because Friday night, the essence of Kiddush is what the Mekadosh Shabbos. The Brisker Rav said, "Here's the Yotzei Mot, you know, I mean, Shemayt Ona and so on." But since said the Brisker Rav, the whole daytime Kiddush up to the bar Pirkofen, so everybody's got to participate if you want to be Yotzei. That was the lumdus of the Brisker Rav. Okay, it's not enough just for one person to drink it. All right, but however, Rav writes, "We come up from Robat Tzibur Noigim Lachakav." Was there? Okay. He quotes in the footnote of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others, they weren't, they're not matzah for this Brisker Rav. Shabbos morning, right. Because that's the difference. Friday night, the essence of the kiddush, like Malcolm said, it's a mitzvah mitzvah, so you're here, so you don't have to drink. But since the whole essence of the daytime kiddush is the bar pirkofen, so instead of Brisker Rav, then the melee, everybody should drink. Rav Sternberg quotes this also in 21, and shout out to the Chuz on Hagos, Chelek Aleph from Reish Samet Dalet. Hine morna goem mi brisker tzal, das morna goem mi brisker tzal, should be Kiddush Hayom, call Echad Chayav Litom, Medina, Mikoso Kiddush. I'll keep the rabbi busy. You know, if you had a big shul, it would be like a Chassidish Rebbe, they've been a bench, you know, just pouring hot and pouring everything. Right, exactly. They have to make a big coat, and they keep refilling it. You know, that's what they do, but it's getting back to bench. So, you know, they keep refilling the cup, and then, you know, the cup pours off. So it's a busy time. But that's the Brisker Rav said, and he quotes that he brought this. However, he writes, it's against other things, and it's in the end of the second paragraph, the middle paragraph of 21. Kifisha shamati me'echad mibnei bonav shel agriz salvation. I heard, says a Sternberg, from one of the family members of Revel, that he once presented this far to his father of Chaim. Chaim didn't agree with it, okay, and therefore, and then Lamai said they didn't do it. Okay. Then, by the way, just I printed the very last paragraph of 21 that Reb Chaim didn't say any psukim. We asked about that Yale before, so the Rav didn't follow, but here it says Mefurish, Rav Chaim didn't say Psukim before Kiddush, just said Bar Pirkofen. That's that last paragraph there. Right? And he said, you know why? Because people think the Psukim is the main part. It mixes people up, you know, that people think the Shamro, because the Bar Pirkofen, that's a regular Berachas Hanenin. So people pay more attention to the Psukim than by Bar Pirkofen, they're ready to dive into the Shal. So they're not even listening to that anymore. So Chaim would not get not say the Psukim. That's aside, just put that in the story. Okay, so now, yeah.
But had they put in the Psukim, everyone would have held the same thing, okay, it's a Berachas Hanenin, it's fine, as a result. The truth is, the fact that the Psukim aren't, it doesn't take it any less away from regular mitzvah.
I understand, but in people's mind, okay, so in people's mind, that's what Reb Chaim was concerned. Okay, so now let's come to our issue, the issue of the schnapps, yeah.
No, I think that's the sense of looking around.
Get people's attention. What? Probably to get people's attention.
I think
that's
the highlight of the idea that
Kiddush
is highlighting the uniqueness of
Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay,
Ken's
I'm
right. The Chaim.
Okay.
The Rambam asked that you make Kiddush
Machmas. I don't think he would even make in Shul if there's no challah. If I'm not mistaken.
No. He only allowed Kiddush if there was a bar mitzvah that was like each meal in Shul.
So I have to be honest. Before I became Rambam of Shul, I never made the Kiddush and Shul with just in his mazonos. Either I brought a roll, many people remember years ago, I used to bring rolls with me, or I didn't make a Kiddush at all. I thought it might be more correct. When I came over the show, I thought it doesn't look right, so I changed the practice.
So wait, so I mean, very roughly, why people shouldn't be saying how can bear up?
Probably
better.
But
that's a big
fuss. Right?
Yeah.
I make it from the beginning. I said Zohar, man. I said the Shaman Zohar, the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's come to the main issue, not the other issue, because obviously there are not, what I'm trying to demonstrate here is a number of parallels between the Kiddush by day and the Kiddush by night. So we saw Kiddush Malkum Suda, we saw the issue to eat before anything before Kiddush, we saw there's even a Chumra the daytime Kiddush of the Brisker Rav. It's not accepted in most places of Shaman.
Rav Zalman says not accepted, and Rav Shtemer Chanot said even in the Salvation Chanot they didn't do it, you know, the Chaim didn't like it. But, you know, to be more strict, what about the issue of what you drink? So the Gemara has a story in Pesachim Daf, Kuv Zayin Mal Alef, Amalei Marinukum Akshishu Breda Rav Chisla Rav Ashi, they told Rav Ashi, Rav Chisla's sons told Rav Ashi the following story, Zimna Chada Ikla Amemer La'asin. Amemer once came to our house for Shabbos, Belo Havelon Chamra, and we ran out of wine. There was no wine for Abdullah. And so we brought him Eistel HaShichri, so we brought him shops, right, to make Abdullah beer or whatever. Belo Ivdullah, he didn't want to make Abdullah. He didn't want to make Abdullah even on not wine. Okay, Uvas Tavas, he went to sleep without Havatim hungry. He didn't eat, because he was supposed to eat for Abdullah. So he didn't, he went to bed hungry. That's the Rashbam in the next source, 23. Uvas Tavas, long Una, he went to sleep hungry, good. Lamothar, the next day, Tarachna by Sila Chamra. Felt bad for the guy, so we slept all around town. Finally, we got him some wine. Good. Rivdun, he made Abdullah, the Tarmi, he ate. Very nice. Lashana Su, and the next year, he came again for his visit. I was collecting for the yeshiva, whatever. Lashana Su, Ikla Lashun, he came again to our town. Lo Havel and Chamra, the same problem came up. I mean, it's hard for us to relate to this, but the one time wine was so. I see the shikras, so we brought him shops again, and he said, "Omar, Ihachi." Now I see this the case. Chamar Medinahu. In this area, this is what they drink. This is the main beverage of the community because they keep bringing that to me. So Ivdo the Tar Midi. The Rashbam explains Chamar Medina. Ain Yayin Acher Beirazos. There's no other one. That's what we drink. King Shefer Hilchof Mabdilim of Chen Halacha. Water doesn't count for Chamar Medina, but the other drinks do. Again, there's a whole tumult. What exactly is Chamar Medina? I printed the Tshuva from Ramosha, source 24, or Chaim Chelik Beis Siman Ayin Hey. He was asked about soda. Vidvar Hamashkol Shomine Soda. Okay, in Eishlam Din Chamar Medina. Can you make Kiddush Bashakar Shabbos morning? Can you make Kiddush or make Havdalah over soda? So he says, I think he's probably talking about soda, just carbonated, you know, seltzer. You know, what they call soda water, you know, the regular seltzer. But anyway, he says, just water. And even though you drink it at a chosh of a suda and you're hobbit people, but still it's just drunk for thirst, you know, on hot days and so on. And he says that basically, Chamar Medina has to be something that was served to a bakavad the kikes and so on. And, you know, it's not just drunk to quench your thirst. You drink it as a, you know, as a sign of chashivas or something. That's what the Moshe writes. You serve it to a guest. That's what he says. Beer, schnapps. So that's not schnapps, and you don't drink. No one's thirsty. Has a no. Many people are coming to schnapps. Okay. A lot of people drink. But anyway, that's the issue. So the Rosh writes on that sugya in Pesachim, source 25. The Rosh is in the Pesachim Siman Perek Yud Siman Yud Zayin. The Nira Shadas, we notice that Mekadshin al Sheikhar Hecha Dehavi Chamar Medina. He says according to some Rishonim, you can make kiddush over beer or shabbos that's Chamar Medina. The Chayin Kosavino Avan Ravan and the Lozer Nosim the Mekadshin al Sheikhar Imu Chamar Medina. And then the Rosh says, "V'yeroi li apol pishi yochel lekadosh al sheichem v'chamar medina tovu yose lekadosh al apas kevan shasuda bo lichvod Shabbos." It's on a Friday night. If you have a choice, you have no wine. So he said it's better to make kiddush over the challah on Friday night than on Shnaps. But aval baboker says the Rosh, and this is Rishonim. Okay, aval baboker yeroi sheivarach al sheichem kodem bechas hamotzi. Seems to me you should make kiddush on Shnaps in the morning rather than on the challah. So assuming there's no wine available. Okay? Dimlokein, but look, kiddush hayom, because otherwise, you're washing and there's nothing noticeable, they're making kiddush. Because you're washing and have the bread anyways. So, if you're gonna, what's the kiddush? The whole kiddush is the birchas hanedin. So obviously you're not gonna make a bar per nachon over the challah, you're gonna make hamotzi. So in what way is it different? There's no kiddush. That's what he says. Dimlokein, but look, kiddush hayom, do I want to cook one kiddush alayla, the lomen of Abrenu came with the Amshul Kamal, our sheikhar. But if you make a shahakoy, make on shops, before then, is a sickle kiddush, yeah. Right? That's what the Rosh says. But, you know, in other words, huh?
Unless you want to add the with
okay, with the Amosi, maybe, and the Karami. But in terms of the proper, there's nothing that stands out. Yeah. Huh? What?
Saying the sukkim are not really anything.
And right, that's the point. So therefore, says the Rosh, at Friday night, you're saying the whole text of kiddush. See, instead of a a bar bear gov, it's not mostly fine, but it's still clearly Kiddush, because you have Mekadosh Shabbos, but Shabbos day you don't have that. You only have the Birchas Hananim. So Mela, if you're going to make it over Hamotzi, it doesn't stand out. Not, you make the Hamotzi anyway without the Kiddush. So therefore, you should say the Kiddush on Shnaps. So says the Rosh, under those circumstances. The Rambam writes, in Parakof, Testament for Shabbos, Halacha Yud Dalet, he says, Ein Mekadosh in Elo, Ayayin, Arol, and Askalak of Mizbeah. The Rambam has a chumra that you only make Kiddush on wine, which is suitable to put on his back, which would let off the train sweetened wine, reversal wine, all kinds of things. The Rambam is very machmer, and so on. And therefore, they, when he mixed honey in or other things, the sugar, what they call today sweetened wine, but if you have what's called naturally sweetened, if I'm not mistaken, naturally sweetened wine means no sugar was added. It says on the thing, Kevin says naturally sweetened, no sugar added. But many wines do have sugar added. Okay, but anyway, the Rambam would not allow that. Okay, and in Halacha Yud Zayin, just look at the end of Halacha Yud Zayin in source 26, the last one and a half. Medina Sherov Yena Sheikhar Abu Mishu Pasul Kiddush Mutullah Abdul Olav Hol Behu Chamar Medina. He says you can make Havdalah. I didn't say anything about the daytime Kiddush in this statement. Okay, in the Magid Mishnah, in source 27, Magid Mishnah there on Karakov Tesla for Shabbos of Yud Zayin says that some, because really the Gemara was only talking about it in regards to, remember the story with Amemar was about Havdalah. The original story that we saw from Tzachim was about Havdalah. So Rama says, well, the Gemara was about Havdalah. It wasn't talking about Kiddush, so you have no right to extend it to Kiddush. He learns the Gemara Kipshuta. However, the Magid Mishnah acknowledges that the many people, Yeshua Nagaonim, Shamashu Adin LeKiddush also, and then some people are Mechalik between Kiddush and Havdalah, and so on. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? So here it is, 28. Sim Reish Ayin Beis Siftet B'makom She'ein Yayin Matsui Yesh Omer M'shem Akadosh Al Sheikh Har Shar Mashkin Chutz Min Amayim. So some say when there's no wine available, come on daytime, right? That's daytime Kiddush, okay? Well, actually, even talking about nighttime Kiddush, he says, Yesh Omer, yes, Yesh Omer, no, Ula Harosh, Belayla Lo Yekadosh Al Sheikh Al Atas, like we saw the brush before. Uba Boker Yosef told Mekadosh Al Sheikh Har Shival Chav Shahako Kodem Birchas Hamotzi, Shirach Al Apatchila Ein Kam Shem Shinoi. The Divrei Tam, hey, they make a lot of sense, what the Rosh said, like we explained. Okay? And the Chayin, I'm in a Pasha Kedivar Rosh. The meaning is like the Rosh, says the Ramo. Yeah.
And then there's a riff in Bravo that discusses the question about if you don't have wine on Motzai Shabbos, because that the Yom Kippur is not on Motzai Shabbos, and you have to say Yak Nahaz.
Yeah.
So, you have to say two separate. You only have bread, and you have Sheikhar. Can you say them together on Sheikhar?
Right, I think I remember that, yeah.
Okay, so that seems to imply that he held it. Definitely
can have
that Kiddush on Sheikhar.
On Sheikhar, at night. I would say so. Yeah, well, that's what, again, the Zohar said Yesh Omrim, Yesh Omrim, and then he quotes that Rosh, who says at night you can't, but during the day you can, because otherwise there's no Shina, like we explained, and the Ramah says the meaning is possible like the Rosh. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Melamed Aleph says, the Shahakol Ubizu Abroch, Shemosev Kormasudo, Heker, Shulukavit Shabbos. The Shahakol, you say before, Mishnahs, that gives it a Shabbos. Special Shabbos, Vacha Enochim, Rav HaLapas, Ein Kan Heker Klau, Ferevoker, Ein Omer, Nusach HaKiddush, otherwise there's no Kiddush left. And again, the Shulchan Aruch says it in source number 30, the Shulchan Aruch says again, Simon Reish Pei Tes, Siv Beis, B'makom, so talking about the Kiddush by day, B'makom She'ein Yayin Motzui, Avishaychar Sharmash, Nechutzmaim, Chamar Medina, Umekad Shemalav, you can make Kiddush, Vimein Lo Sheikhar Sharmash, can all the Kiddush, you have nothing, so you have to move on without Kiddush, what can you do? Okay, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkot Ches, the next source, B'makom She'ein Yayin Motzui, Mashma the B'makom Shul Motzui, Ein Lekadosh Al Sheikhar. The pastus is that if you have wine, you're not supposed to. This whole discussion about making Kiddush over Shabbos so far is if there's no wine available, there's no wine around. So then we have this whole discussion. The Mishnah Berurah says the Mashmos is again from Reish Pei Tes Sivkot Ches 31. Mashma the B'makom Shul Motzui, Ein Lekadosh Al Sheikhar Shar Mashkin. Because you look ahead, look above, which we'll see. Okay, he says nevertheless we write that the Noagim LaHakel B'zeh B'Shachtes. You know, Sado, many people have a minig to be mako in our countries. Even when it is wine, they still make Kiddush over Shnaps. Certainly the Chassidim, you know, their minig is to make, very often make Kiddush over Shnaps, even though there's plenty of wine. Chassidim drink Schnapps. You know, that's Rabbi Twersky's joke. Wherever you find three or four Chassidim, you're sure to find a fifth. Right? So, you know, the. So the
Yeah,
yeah,
he said that we make Kiddush on Schnapps,
yeah.
You're far to go.
Yeah.
You should drink like a mensch.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's less than a shear of God.
Right. We'll get to the shear. Sure. We'll get to that. Sure. We'll get to the amount. Anyway, but that's the Shabur says, acknowledging that even though he steps it again, he again turns around, even though he acknowledges the minik, but it's still preferable for sure to make it over wine. Earlier in Sunreish Ayin Bey, Sukkot Mechav Dalid, Source 32. The dafka the makom ha'avi chamar medina has to be chamar medina, and ha'inu she'ein yayin motzah b'chol ha'ir b'shan hazu. You can't get wine any time during that year, and that's what people drink and so on. Or if wine's very expensive, or there's no Jewish people available and so on.
In 30,
the first, yeah,
the end of the quote from the Shulchan Aruch,
yeah,
time,
yeah,
he says,
yeah, you just go, we make hamotzi, that's it, you don't make it, that's it.
Don't kiddush it off.
Shabbos day, what else can you do?
I'm saying, but then,
yeah,
for example, don't you have to make kiddush Shabbos from
Chalak
for
Stuck? I don't think so, do they? Shabbos day? I don't think so. Now, the issue of making over schnapps was already bothered many of the early achronim. And this preceded the chsidim, by the way. Okay, the Bach, for example, in Source 33, the Bach says, Iko lismoa, he calls it a minute kol Yisrael. Shemekadshin babok al hashecha bafilu yeshlam yayim bebezom. Right, the Bach says it's minute all over the place that people make kiddush shabbos day over schnapps, even though there's wine right in the fridge or in the house. It's available. And he says, hein kosam arivayo and so on, hashem aguda and so on, and people make, it quotes Rishonim, who say that Shabbos day, yivar shana kol kodem bechas amotzi. Okay? Uviyom havad vasifas chacham korv l'dalat shana, nishol ha-shela zu mibeinehem, loma nohog l'kach, there was some rabbinical conference, something like that, they asked this Shiloh, what's going on, the minig Yisrael to make over schnapps, ki he'idu hazikeinim shelos oso vad, the elders who were at that vad testified, the gedolei rabbonim, Mar Rav Shachna, that was one of the Rebbeim of the Ramah, the Mar Shlomo Luria, the Maharshal, Nagu themselves, Nagu kach lekadosh besudas boker, dafka al shecha afo pisha yayin beer, lo kishra al yayin al balayla v'lo baboker. Okay, I mean, this apparently was a minig of the Gedolei Hador. He used to make kishra v'shnaps even though they had wine, and the Bach is bothered. People are bothered by it, but I don't know. It seems to be shlo al pidin. He has a whole explanation. We don't have time to read the whole thing. The Bach says the next three sources, this source in 34 is the Taz, and Sikot and Vav, Simon Reish, Ayin Beis, and the Magen Avraham, Simon Reish, Ayin Beis, Sikot and Taz. They're all bothered by this problem. They acknowledge the fact that Gedolei Yisrael, minig widespread, everyone makes Kiddush over Shabbos, they don't understand it. The whole discussion in the early sources is only when they had no wine available, everyone's got wine, and yet so many people do it. Yoruch HaShulchan is a neat summary. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Maybe they preferred Schnapps.
Yeah, yes, what are you saying?
You're translating the word
shaykh
or
schnapps. Okay, a beer. Okay, yeah, it's supposed to yash. Yeah, go ahead, why?
Sheer.
Yeah, we'll get to the sheer in a second. We'll get to the sheer. Yeah, it's an important issue. It's very important, yeah.
Maybe they preferred the schnapps over the wine. That's
hobby.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So I'm just going to, the author Shulchan has the summary of all the shitas. So let's take a look at, it's in Reishayin Beis Sifyut Gimel. Okay, I mean the truth of the matter is you find in the writings both yash, which is schnapps, as opposed to shekhar, which is beer. The shirish is going to be very important. We'll get to it manish momentarily. The Aruch HaShulchan summarizes, that's why I'm, you know, the Bach, the Taz, and all summarized here in 36. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Ach mashakasus the kashiyei shayim ba'ir lo yikadosh ala paz tevada yayim mitzvah ruchar gam balayla gam bayom miru gam gedolei hador nagu b'shachas of Aruch HaShekhar. And he quotes the Bach, the Magravam, the Marshal, the Shach, they all did this. The Torahu and the Farshim, we think Tom is there. And the Farshim tried to find a good reason. And here's the summary. Yesh Mishakasa Sharotsu Liftar Mashkin Shemso Chasuda. That Bach is because the minig was to drink schnapps during the meal, beer. During the meals, they wanted to make the bracha before to pater whatever he's drinking during the meal. Again, a Hilkos Brochas technicality. Yesh Mishakasa Mibeshayayayim Biyoker. That's the Taz. The wine was very expensive. They had it, but it was very expensive. Okay, it was available, but, you know, they didn't want to wait. They finally like, have no choice. They didn't want to waste it Shabbos morning. They didn't have that much. V'yesh mishakosav mishum dimnaseinu haya shechar chamar medina mogan Abram. Oh, here's what you said. Ula haya shechar chaviv lohem. They preferred it. They liked it better. Dimitam zegam hayom. Har bevizanen mekadshim mishakos ayash. See, he uses the terms interchangeably here. Mishum dilarov ha'olam chaviv ayash. Chav machila. Many people like that glazer schnapps before the meal. That's the appetite of everyone. We call it a aperitif. Well, that's with wine, I guess. But they like schnapps before. That's Lenu Chamar Medina. V'yei Shekosu. Oh,
kaddish oyash elin kain no serov stias hamon uyash b'chol yom. Unless people drink it regularly, well, in some places they do. You know, so there you have the whole thing kind of summarized. And the truth is, he writes in Siv Yudalid, Omnam kol atamei miskabu nalev. None of these answers are the greatest answers in the world. The soap so vada yayin tov, wine so better than the other things and so on. Everything else. And he writes that all the Gaonim and the Kabbalim and Bobel and Sfarad and Sfarad Ashkenaz and so on have different wine. And on the other hand, he said, here we live in these northern lands, it's harder to get decent wine because it's so expensive, and many people don't want to, their problems with the Hechsher, and then they have wine which is made from raisins, which the whole Shiloh is more fed up from. Anyway, so it sort of gives all these different issues. And certainly today he would say, if you have more wine, it's obviously better to do the Mishnah Berurah, right? And the Kotten Chof test, told the Kaddish Hanan the Yosef from a pass, right? We said before it's better. Better than pass during the course of the day based on that rush. And he says same thing as the Kotten Lam and Allah Sheikh and Chabab lo Yain Sorof Shnab Yochel a Kaddish Rabba Yom Lechatchila from the Seinu, and our saying could even do Lechatchila. However, and here's the point that the Shifma just mentioned, and this is what we're going to end up with really. How much do you have to drink?
Right.
Many people take a shot glass. Okay, now with wine there's a certain minimal amount, which is more than a shot glass. I'm a little bit depends on the size of the shot glass, I suppose.
Yeah.
But the standard shot glass is very small. Many people don't even drink the whole shot glass. They take a sip.
Right.
Okay? So can you be Yotze Kiddush with just a sip? Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah, right? At the end of Sikrat Muhammad, he says, okay, you want to drink, use schnapps, okay, but Yizor, where is it now? Achshizor Likach Kos Machzik Revius. You have to have a regular sized kos that holds a revius, let's assume, like a motion of revius is 3.3, regular kiddush cup that holds a revius. The lishtos mimenem alo lugmo. As a drink, shirov revius, which is a drink the requisite amount, a mouthful which is more than revius. Over the avid of the shasar chah, huh?
Rov revius.
No, roll. Majority of revius.
Yeah,
right. Majority of revius. Okay, you have to drink rove of a revius. Or with the eved of a shas of chashin, you don't only stuff from the elo yayin, ushar mashkin, afil shachris, but the eved, so, you know, you'd be mostly five different people, so everybody's little sip adds up. But lechashtila, certainly, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is driving at. You should really drink the, and that's from the Chai Adam and other earlier sources. I printed the Chai Adam here. He writes in Kal Vav the Shachris also, you have to have a kos, and the mitzvah merukha is wine, but if you like the schnapps better is good, but you have to have the right size kos, you have to have all the right amounts and so on and so forth, everything that we mentioned. Now that really is a significant issue, because there are, as we said, many people who are Yotzei. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says openly in Source 39, Shabbos and Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Sarach Lishtos Mikosho Kish Kamo Lumot, that's a cheekful. Okay, and then your cheek pops out from it, right? However, so what heter is there any heter for those who make kiddush on Shabbos, Tzartaka, or Shaklis, and take a tiny sip? Lechora, according to these, the Hayada, and the Shabur brings, and others bring, you really have to drink the requisite amount. So there is a tzad to defend the practice of those who don't follow that, based on the following, huh? What?
Chayav from Mishnah Berurah, it's mitzvah.
If you hold that to be the other, though, he says no choice. But what about lechatchila? Many people do lechatchila. So there is a taz, the Shulchan Aruch and Sin Reish Yud Sif Aleph. The topic there is how much do you have to eat or drink in order to be required for the site of Bracha Achrona. The Bracha Achrona. Okay? So the taz posits, and I printed in Source 41, okay? In other words, the Shulchan Aruch posits in Source 40, if you drink less than a revius, whether it's wine or, you know, juice or anything else, you make a bracha rishon, of course, but you don't make a bracha achrona. It's not enough. The Taz posits that nearly, in Source 41, Simon Rei Shud of Archaim Sim Kotten Aleph, nearly the Yayin Sarash from the Naseinu ain't of the Chalzer. Schnapps is different. Okay? You can't drink that much. It's a lot. And therefore, there it goes, but what do most people drink at a time? He says the shear for bracha achrona, he's not going to kiddush, but the shear for bracha achrona is different. He says a little sip, that's what people normally drink. That's how you make a little chayim, so you take a little sip. Okay, that's what many people drink. So he says that will be according to the Taz, that's enough to drink, to require bracha achrona. So in Mela, the Eshel Avraham of Buchach is not on the sheet. Okay, it's in some Reishayin Beis. Commenting on Magen Rav Sukkot and Vav, and they extend, they say, maybe that's the reason. Just like it works in Bracha Achrona, that the Shear is different because maybe it's it's more powerful, or it's whatever. That's the normal way people drink. So Mamela, the same thing will work for Kiddush as well. The Taz didn't say it by Kiddush, but this is a limud schus, and more limud schus. So that's our, you know, that this should work by Kiddush as well. The fact of the matter is, yeah.
The David Abraham Chrono, Bankim, is something that, any half drink that you drink very slowly, generally you hope you don't have the Abraham Chrono.
Right.
Yet, from this, that's the derivative of drinking.
Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, I'm not sure, you're right. But okay, so let me just finish off. For the sake of being honest, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, the next couple of sources, disagree with this whole Taz by Brocha Chrono. Now, this whole Limud Zchus is that the Taz is Taka correct with Brocha Chrono. But later, earlier in Sim Kuf Tzadi, when Sif Gimel Shofar Paskins about how much you have to do, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah don't agree with that Taz. They say, no, there's only enough to start now making different shiurim of the different types of foods. After all, the Magen Avraham writes and the Mishnah Berurah writes, are we going to start saying that by foods also? That for some foods, the amount is a kazayah circumbates. You know, if it's steak, or if it's so flavorful, or if it's so this, or so rich, and maybe it should be different. You can't do that. So they disagree with the Taz. They said that Chazal made a shear. That's the shear, whatever the drink is, whatever the food is. So we have to be honest and point out that not everyone even accepts that to La Halacha. The last thing I have with the Marsham was, you know, the Siddisha, the Rav Brajam, Shalom Mordechai, Shwadron, the famous Rav Shwadron, who was the Magid Yusham. Rav Akron was here the Shabbos, no? So he, all the Magid books of the Magid or Shalom Shwadron. So his grandfather was, for whom he was named, was Shalom Shwadron, was the Marsham. And the Gedol HaPoskim in Europe. So he has in our Chelak Sim Kuf Ayin Hay in his Chuvas, he writes that it's okay to rely, that people rely on his Taz, and he says that it's, he quotes many great Talmid Chachamim, he quotes the Talmid Rapshitz, and all the great Hasidic people he quotes. You can look at yourself and see all the people he quotes, Agana Chazakosim Mikaminkin, and all the people he says that Talmid Rapshitz, Dafke made Shnaps on a tiny coat to show the Talmidim that it works, and so on. You have different practices in the Sefer. In the Matei Ephraim, which is not on your sheets, the Matei Ephraim is dinim of Sharon Kippur and Sukkot. So in Sinan Top Reish Chav Hei, in Tzadi Tes and Ektei HaMatei, he also quotes many people, the Gedolim and Chassidim and Tzadikim and Gedolei Hador, that all did this and so on and so forth, and therefore it should be allowed. Again, in the more litigious Sahar Mitzel Sashuch and Chaim Noah, so he writes in Sinan and Pei Tes, you know, say, he says, good, the man quotes the Maharsham, but he says, a Prasha Shein Lismachazer. We shouldn't rely on these. You should do it the other way. Just end with one interesting thing that Rav Shechter quotes in the Sefer Bikvei Tzon, if I miss the end, Mamish, in the Sefer Bikvei Tzon, in the Sinan Vol, in the end of Os Dalet, page Mem Aleph, in Rav Shechter Sefer, he quotes, you know, Rav Chaim Volozhin had many times against the Chassidim. And one of his titles against the Chassidim was they made the Kiddush over schnapps because they're not drinking the right amount. But he says a very interesting thing. He quotes from the Kasher Glover Gaon. Okay, the Kasher Glover Gaon was a Chassid. Kasher Glover. Kuf Ayin, I don't know. Kuf Aleph Zog, Zion Aleph Gimel Lamed Aleph Vav Vav. His name was a Tzvi Aryeh Froma. I've mentioned him in the past. It was the Talmid Avnei. He was killed after he was in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. He was a handful of Jews, I think 15 Jews were not exterminated immediately from the last 15 Jews, and he was among them, and then the Nazis, Yerushalayim killed him afterwards. He was a Talmud Aranazi, he taught in Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. And we have Jews in our Eretz Tzvi. I think I once mentioned this. I have this Jews at home. One time years ago, I didn't have it, so I wanted to look something up. I went up to the fifth floor library in YU on the floor 5A, the higher floor. And then there, as I finished, I went to the library, and there's a picture of a rabbi with a long beard by the elevator. I'm reading that. That's the picture, said of Aryeh Froma, the Kasher Glover Gaon. I said, what? You know, what's that doing here? So I went to the shecht, I said, there's a picture of the Kasher Glover this was years ago, in the elevator, in the fifth floor in the library. I went, yeah, he said, some grandchild gave money to YU or something like that, or to the library, and they put up his picture over this. I don't know if he'd be delighted to find out about that or not. But in any event, so his truth is, so he writes that the following defense, we ask for vinegar olam to make even a small cup, because it is very interesting. He says, you think, you know, there's a whole silent part of the Shabbat writing about in this article. What bracha do you make on Shabbat? So the chora, you know, it's made out of barley, right? So why isn't the bracha perhaps barley in mezonos? Right? You know, and it's not really a drink that you drink to quench your thirst ordinarily. So he says, it's interesting, really, schnapps, yash, gil, ka'ochel. And therefore, the shear is not a Ravias, the shear is a Kezias. A Kezias is less. Okay, Kazayas is less, and that's how he's Miyasher the Minig. However, Chaim Volozhin, Rav Shechter quotes it, yeah, but that, you know, Chaim Volozhin lived long before the Kashrut Lava, but he says, but that's the reason not to make Kiddush on Shabbos, because you can't call a Chamar Medir, it's an Ochel. Anyway, so that's, again, you see the two different directions. Lamaise, again, I'm not here in Yisroel to pass anything. People as Minig is to make on Shabbos, so it should make on Shabbos. Maybe it'd be better to drink a little bit more, within bounds of reason, but you know, to make on a bigger cup or rely on a Mishabura, like I said before. That Mishabura said, we're start a few people's a few people's sips into Malawudma, or you can rely on these other sheepas that, well, based on the times, that maybe schnapps is different.
I remember,
okay, go to the vote.
I remember the touch of the